Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada from the University of Arizona, and I'm here to interview Shayna Sandhaus. So, Shayna, how are you doing today?
I am good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good. We know that you have already graduated from the University of Arizona.
I was actually the first accelerated master's grad in the SWES department.
And SWES is soil, water, and environmental science.
Yes.
Okay. What was it like doing that accelerated master's program?
It was definitely good because I knew what field I wanted to go in. I would maybe not recommend it for someone who's still considering. I really enjoyed sort of the fast pace of it and getting to really go through everything.
Usually you have like your four-year bachelor's degree and then a traditional master's is 2 years. What our department provides is the 1 year. So you use your senior year as an undergrad goes towards your first year of your master's work.
Right.
And then you spend that summer and a full year doing your research and preparing your thesis. What was the most memorable laboratory or research experience you've had?
Definitely when I got a 3-month-long research position in Český Budějovice in the Czech Republic. It's about 2 hours south of Prague. I actually was analyzing ticks, like the ticks that you find on like dogs and deer and stuff, for the presence of Borrelia, which is the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. So I would go out into the forest, collect the ticks, and it was really amazing getting to work in a totally different country, totally different experience. It was my first like full-time lab job, and then it was great because I also got to really explore the area too.
So I remember seeing some of those pictures, and one of the things that stood out to me was how many different types of long socks you had acquired over the years to do that project.
Yes, to go collect ticks, you really have to make sure you're entirely covered, just so you don't get any ticks on you. When I had packed to leave for there, I didn't realize that I was going to be catching the ticks in the forest myself, and so I had to finagle a bunch of socks and just layer them all up my legs to make sure that there was no exposed skin and that picture lives in infamy.
But you got to do what you got to do the science.
Mm-hmm.
So you completed your degree. You'd had a variety of laboratory experiences. What are you doing now?
Right now, I am the lab manager of the Ramirez Andriotta Laboratory and then also the project coordinator for Project Harvest. And in it, I get to do a lot of things. I have, you know, the admin side, but then I get to do lab work and I really get to work with the students and train them on lab techniques. We do a lot of outreach and community engagement, so I get to have my feet wet in a lot of things, which I like.
Is there anything you'd like to highlight about what you're doing now or areas you're looking forward to gaining more expertise in?
I don't think that I can possibly get enough community experience. I love that. That's probably my favorite part. Going out into the community and making sure they understand science, especially in our field of environmental science where there's so much disinformation being distributed, I think it's really important to be able to go out in the community as scientists, make those community connections and help with the learning of science, help them understand science, understand where science comes from, understand the scientific process. That's just, I think, the most fulfilling part to me is when they're able to look at something and go, oh, well, I had initially thought this, but now hearing this, I feel this way. And so they're able to sort of adapt and understand and create better behaviors based off of their scientific knowledge.
What's your favorite band or currently your favorite band, currently favorite song?
I think right now I'm really in a Florence and the Machine kick. And my favorite song of hers, I think, is her cover of Stand By Me. But I think my favorite song overall is probably My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
Well, Shayna, it's an honor having you in the lab, you being the Project Harvest coordinator and management. I'm very thankful for your expertise.
I am glad to be here and there.
Spring is a special time of year, a time for regrowth and renewal. It is also the perfect time to focus on the things that bring you joy, comfort, and connection to our local and global communities. You can start now with a gift to KXEI at kxei.org. And thanks.